So there was almost a huge rift in the royal family. Apparently, Prince William really upset Prince Harry after giving him some relationship advice that a lot of us probably have thought about giving some of our friends and family, but, you know, don't really have the guts or really
easier said than done.
Yeah, seriously. It's Nikki in the Morning Show. Good morning. I'm Mark Bergman filling in for Nikki. Sam is here. Claudia Marquez as well. And Prince Harry was really upset by William's attitude when he was dating Meghan Markle. In a new book that's out, they're saying that Harry was kind of upset at William for warning him to, quote, take as much time as you need to get to know this girl and not to be blindsided by lust. Oh. Meaning, are you sure you're in it for the right reasons, brother?
It's a very regal way of saying, you know, make sure you cross your T's and dot your I's before you commit to anything.
Well, that's what I was going to say. Is it really having guts or is it more like duties in this case? You know what I mean?
I think it's a bit of both. I mean, William's obviously who's second in line for the throne. Mm-hmm. I mean, he's worrying about different things than Harry is. Mm-hmm. And Harry
forget about royals.
Royals aside. Yeah. Do you
Is it your duty to tell a family member or a friend? Mm-hmm. Like, are you sure?
No.
Are you in it for the right reasons?
You're overstepping your boundaries.
Really?
Yeah. There are boundaries you need to respect in friendship, I find, and even with family members, especially when it comes to love. I feel like your friend will always choose whoever she or he is dating over your friendship. I find that it could actually, you know, sort of like ruin a little bit your friendship if you tell them that you don't like the person they're dating or to be careful.
I know you're an only child, but I mean, let's say you were invited to be a bridesmaid to one of your best friends. I mean, and you knew something deep down inside of your heart without being asked. Would you volunteer that information? Would you give that advice unsolicited to your friend?
No, never.
Really?
I would stand by her side, be her bridesmaids, ask her if she's happy. And if she's sure and happy, then it's not my place to say. You disagree?
Can I throw a curveball at you?
Yeah, go ahead.
What if you found out that he cheated on her a couple of months before?
Well, I mean, that's different. I don't think that in this case, it's not about a cheating thing.
William was sort of like throwing up the flag, just sort of saying, just be cautious. But on what base?
Because that's what I mean. Sometimes you have an instinct and intuition doesn't mean that you're right.
Yeah. I mean, he's probably looking out for his family as much as anyone else would be. I have three younger brothers. And if any one of them were about to tie the knot with someone that I wasn't sure would be a good influence on him, the family, yes, I would say something. Because if your family can't say anything, then who can say it? And if they don't want to hear it from blood, then chances are they don't want to hear it, period. And that's an even worse sign.
Even knowing that would be in your brother's mind probably for the rest of his life.
Yeah, because if I don't say anything, then that'll be on my mind for the rest of my life. And I mean, there are only a few people that I care about so much so in this world that I would actually, you know, I would overstep my boundaries and I would say something and this is what it's for. This is blood is what it's for.
And you would accept the reverse too. You would accept that your brothers, for example, would have said about your partner right now.
Yeah.
I doubt that this is a good relationship. Really?
Yeah. I'm open to constructive criticism.
It has nothing to do with constructive criticism. It's your life partner possibly that you're going to be with. And then you kind of know that your siblings or even your friends don't like this person. Then you're going to start not seeing them as often because it's always going to be awkward.
I know, but anyone that has my best interests at heart, I'll give them the time of day. I'll listen to what you have to say. I may not agree with you, but I would appreciate your honesty.
As a friend or family member, is it your place to dissuade someone from marrying someone if you didn't like them? And have you ever lost a friend over it?
Oof, that'd be tough.
It's 92925. Rupi coming up plus Camila Cabello right now. This is My Oh My on Montreal's Perfect Summer Mix, The Beat 92.5. Good morning.